name's Ryan. My sobriety date is November 12, 2009. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor, and I'm willing to sponsor others. About me, I grew up in Minnesota, moved down to Florida about 6 years ago. I have two amazing parents, a younger sister, and I had a great childhood. There's no excuse for the reason I turned out the way I did. I was pretty athletic. I was in a lot of sports, and I was a pretty good kid until I was about 16, then everything went downhill. I was athletic. I raced BMX bikes, and I was really busy as a kid, and I had my first drink at a really young age. I don't even remember. It was like an accident. I do remember the first time I got drunk. It was when I was 15, and it was just a weekend celebration with family, and we don't have any alcoholics in our family that I know of, like people I go to meetings, but they drink really heavily, and I remember they were just drinking White Russians, like relatives, and I took a sip and liked it, and they made me one, and I made another one, and I just loved the way I was feeling and wanted more and more of that feeling. Got sick, threw up all at my grandma's house, and I didn't really like drinking the way what it did to me afterwards, but shortly after that, I started smoking pot a lot, just my friends, and we would just more and more. Eventually, halfway through high school, I was to the point where I was smoking pot from the time I woke up to the time I went to bed, and I was getting good grades. I was traveling all over the country racing bikes, and there was nothing. I thought there was nothing wrong with that. And by like my senior year, I could have graduated early, and it was just like the drinking was only on the weekends. It was like the high school parties I'd drink, but I was more just smoking all the time. Then I got into other things, and I dropped out of high school halfway through my senior year when I could have graduated early. And then I went 2 years of just putting basically anything up my nose, smoking anything I could get, and drinking for a couple years, and that just went off well. I didn't go to any treatment or nothing. By the time I was about 21, I just straightened out on my 20 and a half. I straightened out on my all by myself. I thought I did, and I started drinking. Now, there's nothing wrong with that because I'm just drinking, and it's acceptable. My family accepts it. You know, it's society accepts it. And I just remember, I can remember it like it was yesterday. I was sitting in a bar drinking a Long Island. It was like my third one. I was like, this is awesome. I didn't want the night to end. I wanted just to feel like that. Just didn't want to feel like that. I just want to feel like that for the rest of my life. And I started drinking basically every day. And it wasn't a lot at first. Like I'd drink like a six-pack of Smirnoff and thought I was the man. And then I was working for my dad in construction. So I took advantage of him. Like I would show up. I'd stay out drinking, and then I would call and say, can I show up 2 hours late? And then I'd be like, I got to leave 2 hours early, and I'd just get drunk again. And that went on for a while, and I was going out to bars, staying out all night, and my dad eventually fired me. And I thought it was the best thing in the world, because then I lived at home, had no responsibilities. I could just stay out at night drinking all night, sleeping all day, selling illegal substances. I was making more doing that than I was working for him, and that wasn't working out so well. So then I tried straightening out again, and with a couple years of doing this, I was still racing and traveling around. My idea, I thought, if you asked me what I was going to do, I'll travel the country, sell drugs, drink every night, and race bikes. That's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And that didn't work out too well. And towards the it would be like I straighten out, same thing every day, just getting loaded every night. And towards the end, I decided, like, my problem was alcohol and all my friends, and I figured I needed to get away, and me and my girlfriend talked, we're going to move to Florida, and I'm going to take this racing serious, and I'm not going to drink anymore. And so we saved up some money, moved down here, got an apartment, had enough money, have enough money to get by for a couple months, and I came down and raced two races, hung the bike up, picked the bottle up, and was just drinking more than I was when I left. And I knew I had a problem, but I wasn't an alcoholic, because alcoholics live under a bridge, they have DUIs, they, all the stuff that I thought an alcoholic was. So, and I figured if you couldn't admit you have a problem, you have a problem. So I'd be, I have a drinking problem, so there's no problem. and sometimes I'd be like, oh, I'm going to quit next week. And then the next week, well, it's Monday Night Football. Well, I'll quit next week. And that went on for years. And every morning, I'd wake up, tell my girlfriend, oh, I'm sick, I could hardly brush my teeth, I would almost throw up every morning, and I thought I had control because I was still working, paying the bills, but I just could not stop. The longest I stopped in the past 8 years was 9 days, and I ran around telling everybody I hadn't drank for 9 days. And me and my girlfriend, we got married 3 years ago, and I thought, I'll get married, grow up, and get control of this, and it just got worse, kept getting worse, and started having blackouts, not too often, because I never remembered any of them, so I never knew I blacked out until someone told me about it. And the first embarrassing one was in Kansas. Me and my parents and my wife, we went up there for my cousin's wedding, and I was out drinking. I was drinking all day at the airport, drinking all day. We get to Kansas the day before the wedding. We shared a room with my parents to save money, and I come stumbling back to the hotel room at like 3 in the morning. I don't remember even getting back, and I guess my wife's sleeping here, my mom's sleeping here, my parents are sleeping here. I walked in, and I apparently dropped my pants and started peeing all over the floor, and they're yelling at me, and then I stumbled over and peed in my shoe by the suitcase and fell over, and didn't believe it when they told me when I woke up, but there was evidence that I did do that. And like most people, like, I'm not drinking anymore. Well, right away I was drinking the next day, and that went on for another year. And then my wife got pregnant with my son, and I thought, great, I won't drink the 9 months she's pregnant, because she can't drink. And I drank the whole 9 months except one day. And she's 7 months pregnant, and I would have her dropping me off at bars, and I'll get her right home, and calling her at 2-3 in the morning to come pick me up, and it's just disgusting the way I drank and the things I did. And it's just, my kid was born, and I'll quit drinking. Well, my kid was born, and I was at the hospital, and I was going up to the car, slamming beers, going back in, and just because I had to relieve the anxiety. I didn't really drink in the morning, just a few times, but I had so much anxiety. Like, I'd be so sick in the morning and hungover that by like 12, 1, 2 o'clock, I'd start feeling a little better, and then I'd just start having anxiety, like thinking I'm going to have a heart attack, thinking I'm going to die, and this and that, and fear, and thinking I'm just going to go stab somebody for no reason, and I'm like, no, you wouldn't do that. Yeah, you would. And it was like a devil inside of me that was just, I seriously started thinking I was losing my mind, and I'd just drink more, and that would go away, and it was just the same thing over and over again for a couple years. And this is the first time I got sober. Like I said, I had 9 days on my own once, and I did go to an AA meeting 9 months before I got sober just to go check it out. I hadn't drank for like 3 days. I was like, I'll check this AA thing out. And I had my sister take me to a meeting. I was like, yeah, right. And it was just everybody in there was like 40 years older than me. I'm like, no. I remember talking to somebody, I haven't drank for 3 days. And they're like, oh, really? That's good. And I went home and got wasted that night. But I didn't plan on getting sober when I did. It was really weird. I think it was God. I wasn't forced in by my parents or my wife. DUIs, nothing like that. I still have a job and everything. And I was just driving on November 12th. I was just driving. It was 10 o'clock in the morning, and I was so sick and just so hungover, and so I had so much anxiety in me. And I was just driving, and it was weird. I didn't even want to quit drinking. Like, if I'd have known I was going to quit drinking that day, I would have drank a lot more the night before. And I was just driving, and all of a sudden, like, my wife, my kid, my family, things I have, everything just flashed, and my stomach was hurting, and all of a sudden, like, I got chills, and it was just like, it was almost like God just reached down and squeezed me, and just, I just started bawling. You know, it was 10 o'clock in the morning. Before this, I was fantasizing about drinking. You know, why shouldn't I? Why should I? It's too early, blah, blah, blah. And, but it was just weird. I just started crying, and then it lasted for like 15 minutes, and I'm apologizing to God. You know, I'm an alcoholic, admitting I'm an alcoholic to God, and I need help, and I just, it was crazy, and I called my sister and asked where her meeting was, and it was here, and just I ended up coming to this meeting, and everybody was so welcoming, and I listened to the first two speakers, and I could relate so much, and I knew right then that, you know, I needed help, and so I just kept coming back, and luckily, I thank God, a couple people got my phone number the first night, and I got other numbers, but I wasn't going to call anybody. And right away in the morning, somebody calls me, and they ask me how I'm doing, and I thought that was amazing. You know, somebody actually called me to see how I'm doing the next morning. No one ever called me when I was out drinking to see, are you still alive? And he asked me to go to a meeting. I thought, yeah, I'll go to a meeting. He said, I'll come pick you up. No, let's come pick me up. Go to a meeting. So I ended up going to a meeting him there, and thank God, you know, I heard people, you know, suggesting get a sponsor, and ask them to be my sponsor, and if I wouldn't have done that, I wouldn't be standing here right now. I'd be definitely, you know, not here. I'd be out drinking or something. And I started working the steps, and I started realizing that, you know, there's a lot of issues and a lot more than just drinking. Like, at first I just thought, I need to quit drinking and my life will be so much better. And I've quit drinking, and now I realize, you know, that's the problem when I quit drinking. And through working the steps, it's just, I've learned how to deal with my problems a lot better. I can wake up in the morning, not feel sick. I can brush my teeth without throwing up. Like a typical Wednesday night, I'm not trying to get rid of the pain and the anxiety and drinking and being so physically drunk that no one can even understand me, but my mind's racing, and I feel sober and wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I have to go to work soaking wet with urine, with puke in my mouth, and do it all over again. And I wake up, I can, you know, spend time with my kids, spend time with my family, I can look my family in the eyes, I can be accountable, and it's just, I've already learned so much in just 5 months, and I just so grateful for this program and to be here, and thank you all for keeping me sober.